heartbreak earlier in this week for thousands of women and men across Victoria who were told that IVF was being paused for 90 days, along with elective surgery across Victoria because of the pandemic. And for many of the women, they don't have 90 days. 90 days is a huge amount of time in amongst many years of pain trying, but also there's reasons why 90 days may be the end of the run for many women in their desire to have children. We spoke to Melanie Swakenik, who had done a plea to the Victorian state government asking for them to reinstate IVF.
I just wanted to jump on here and introduce myself to Dan Andrews and Martin Foley. You know, I'm currently going through IVF process. Some of us may only have one or two more opportunities to have children. And by opportunities, I mean months. And to just say, to put a blanket ban on IVF for 3 months, you can't have any idea what this will do to some women.
Melanie's petition was signed by over, I think, 115,000 people around the country. And the news many were wanting to hear this morning that the state government is going to reinstate day procedures to allow IVF to continue. All thanks to Melanie, who joins us now on the line. Hey, Mel.
Hey! Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it makes me cry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys especially as well, just for everything, for putting it out there and getting the word across to everyone. I cannot thank you enough. I truly, truly can't.
Oh, it's your work, Melanie. How did you feel? So when did you get the call and then what happened as soon as you got the call?
Can I tell you? I was actually just about to sit down for work and I actually got a call from a journalist. So how you all get my number is just hilarious. I got a call from a journalist saying, have you seen the media? Have you heard about the media release? And straight away my heart, you know, in my gut, I thought, okay, it's bad news. And I just started shaking and I said no. And she said to me, it's been reinstated. And that was it. I lost it. I absolutely lost it. So I'm still shaking. My body is still in that sort of that mode. And then obviously she sent through the media release. To be honest, I read the first line. I haven't even read the rest of it. All I needed to do was read the first line. And then that was it for me. I think my mum called. I was dying to call my mum and she called straight away. We didn't even talk. We were just crying the whole time. So that was it for me. And if you can believe it, guys, I started so I could take my medication this morning. So I've started.
Because you were worried you were going to miss this week.
Yes,
so you didn't.
Absolutely. My cycle was meant to start yesterday. Dr. Lynn said it doesn't matter if it's 1 day late. So I quickly get the medication into you. So I did. So today has just been, it's like a dream come true. It's all I can say.
Mel, it's such great news for so many Victorians. Yeah. But just on a personal level, it is so nice to, after hearing the heartache in your voice and your story, it's just so nice to hear you up and about.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Tommy. That really means a lot. It's funny. I just posted something else on Instagram. And when you see the three stories, you see distraughtness, getting happier, and then really, really happy. And it's like, that's a nice little way to end it all, I guess, because that's it. That's exactly how it's been. What a crazy, crazy few days. So,
Melanie, this is not just good news for you. This is good news for thousands of families around Victoria.
Yeah.
Have you heard from many of them? What are their stories and their situations?
Absolutely. Look, I'm slowly getting through all my messages and we all have such a unique, different story. And I guess that's what I was trying to get across as well. Everyone is doing IVF for a completely different reason. You know, there's girls in their early 20s doing it, girls in their, you know, early 30s doing it. And then obviously 40 upwards. So it's all across different generations. They all have different stories and just, you know, I guess saying thank you to me. And I just keep saying thank you back to everyone because I'm so technologically challenged. I could never have done that. So I put it out there, but everyone else spread the word. And some of the stories are, you know, as heartbreaking as they were, now it's gone back to, oh my goodness, we get to do this. So let's go get our babies. That's it.
We know it's a long road ahead still, but we are so excited for you. And good work. Okay. I know you're dealing with your own stuff. You're fighting for a whole bunch of other people as well. So incredible. And thanks.
Oh, no. Thank you guys again. Just so, so grateful for helping me get the word out there. Eternally grateful to you all.